Hey, Maravavotai, we are learning Simin Sadi Beis Beis, which is a Mishnah and a Gemara on Kuf Ches. Basically, what we have is Azoi. If you have a Tipas Olav that falls onto a Chaticha, so the din is that that Chaticha becomes Aser unless there is Shishin in the Chaticha Keneged the Tipas Olav. That tipas cholov that is on the chatifa creates a halacha called Chanan, who is like our evil enemy. And Chanan tells me that the entire chatifa is aser, and I need shishim in the kedera to be mevatel the entire chatifa. Right? That's basically the upshot of. The upshot is also an English word that sounds Yiddish, right? Keeping a list, right? Far-fetched, far-flung, upshot, so far we're good, right? So that's the upshot of the Mishnah on Kuf Ches, which is Tzadi Beis Seif Beis, that the Tipas Cholov falls onto a Chatipa, so the Chatipa becomes Aser. There is a Machlokes that we spoke about between the Rashi and the Ri, about what's the scenario. Is the scenario that the piece of meat is miktsasa teicharaitav, meaning that according to Rashi, right, the case is that the piece of meat is somewhat submerged, and in that case, only that piece of meat becomes usar, unless that piece of meat is somehow mixed with the rest of the kedera and they could ask for everything else. The Ri, Baal HaTosis, disagrees with Rashi, and the Ri says that the scenario is that this piece of meat that is hit by the tipas cholov is entirely out of the rotav. What I have is like one piece of meat that is partially in the rotav. I have another piece of meat on top of that piece of meat. So the piece of meat that the cholov hits is entirely outside of the rotav, according to the Ri. Were the piece of meat to be partially submerged, so the tipas cholov would diffuse to the entire kedera right away. And all you have to do is be mevato the tipas cholov. All you need is shishim keneged the tipas cholov. You don't need shishim keneged the chaticha for sure. Rashi holds that even though Rashi holds that even though the piece of meat is miktsasa teicha raitav, nonetheless, the piece of meat itself is going to be aser, and the tipa is not going to diffuse to the entire kedera. That's the shita of Rashi. The Beis Yosef in the Bedek Habayis quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who passes like Rashi. The Darkei Moshe writes that nohagim like the Ri. The Shach writes in Seif Katan Dawid that Rov HaMechab, that Kol HaMechabrim and Kol HaAcharonim hold like the Ri. However, the Taz writes in Eis Beis, the Taz writes that we really pass on like Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi. Although the Taz notes that the Ramah in Seif Dawid holds like the Ri, but the Ramah nonetheless is machmir like Rashi. There's also Beres that the entire kedera is not going to be usher when the milk hits a chaticha, which is partially submerged. The entire kedera does not become usher, but that chaticha remains beisura. If I'm a re-purist, I would say that even that chaticha is mutter because the meat is partially submerged. Consequently, the milk spreads to the entire kedera, and therefore everything is mutter. But the Ramah has an interesting shita, where the Ramah says that chaticha remains usur, although the rest of the kedera is going to be mutter because the tipa diffuses to the entire kedera, and the kedera has shishim connected the tipa. Right? So Rashi is totally rejected. So the Nitaz says that the Chaver holds like Rashi. The Ramah holds like the Ri, but is machmir like Rashi in a case when the Chatita is partially submerged. Okay, that's the Shita of the Shach and the Shita of the Taz. And if you look in the Badei HaShulchan Se'if Katin Yotes, he is inclined that we should be machmir like Rashi, unless it's Hefsin Meruba. In other words, machmir like Rashi, that the entire piece of meat becomes usur, although it is partially submerged. That's what it says in the Badei HaShulchan. So far we're good, gentlemen? So far we're good. Kasha. We're saying that when the tipas cholov hits the chaticha, that the entire chaticha becomes aser, and I apply the rule of kanan, and therefore I have to be mevatel the entire chaticha. Right? That's the din. I have to be mevatel the entire chaticha. Why? The Shach and the Taz ask a kasha, that the din is that ayyadei bishul, a piece of meat becomes totally usur. Meaning, if I have a pot and there's liquid in the pot and I cook milk and meat together, so the entire thing becomes usur bekulay. But if I have tzli, meaning an isur hits a heter that is hot, but it is dry and hot. Right? Or let's say if milk hits meat and the meat is dry meat. So even though it's hot, it's only gonna aser kedei netila. So frekt the Shach and the Taz, why is it that when the tipas cholov hits the chaticha, I assume the entire chaticha becomes aser? Why don't I say that it's a din of tzli, and is it a din? If it's a din of tzli, so then it can only ask for kedei netila. Maybe that's the Shach and Taz's kasha. That's a good kasha. By the way, I should point out that if it's tzli, so the Prima Godim, the being a Pezayan, told us that according to many, we wanted to argue it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisis in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, but it could be that Sli only creates possible Chalav Min Drabanan, does not create possible Chalav Min HaTorah. And that would be really super cool, because that would mean that all the Dinim and Sadi Beis, if Beis, are on the level of Drabanan, no? Maybe. Depending on how I answer this Kasha. So let's go weiter, gentlemen. How come the entire piece of meat is usur? Why don't I say that it's only usur kedei netilam? So the Shach in Ois Gimel, the Shach has basically three answers to this kasha. Answer one in the Shach is that the cholav is considered a davar shamein, which is mefapeya bekulay. Meaning, the cholav hits the meat. Usually, something that hits a hot item when it's tzli, asers only kedei netila. But a davar shamein is fatty, and it spreads the entire piece of meat. So because the cholav is shamein, and the reason why the cholav is shamein is because the Shach writes that this cholav has some whey in it. No, you didn't separate the milk fat from the cholav, so therefore it's a davar shamein. No, the Shach has it has shamnuna shochema, Right? That's the Lashon of the Shach. So therefore, it's mispashe to the entire Chaticha, because Cholov is Shamein. Ad kan Teretz 1 of the Shach. Paz also quotes this answer. But they point out that this is against the Rashba. The Rashba holds that Cholov is by definition not Shamein. You see, the Rashba asks Akasha. The Rashba says, I don't understand. How come the Cholov, how come this Chaticha is going to be Asar, but it won't diffuse? But the Isser, the Cholov that hits this Chaticha, does not diffuse to the entire thing. The Shaila is, why not? It should diffuse to the entire pot. So the answer to that kasha, the Rashba writes, is that the cholov is not a davar shamein. It's a davar tzolol. And as a davar tzolol, it remains trapped in the piece of meat. And it doesn't diffuse an entire pot. The Rashba is assuming that if it's a davar shamein, so then the milk with the chema in it, like the Shach says, would not only remain in this piece of meat, but it's going to seep through the entire meat, end up in the entire kedera, and then I'm mevatel just the cholov that landed. I don't have to mevatel the entire chaticha. Because if it's a davar shamein, it goes through and through. Elamai, says the Rashba, it has to be the cholov is considered a davar tzolo, not a davar shamein. That's the Rashba's ha'ara. The Shach says, maybe we don't hold like the Rashba. Maybe when Shulchan Aruch says that this piece of meat is aser bekulai, it's not aser only kedei netila, but it's aser bekulai. That's because I hold that cholov is shamein. And if cholov is shamein, the whole thing is aser. But l'chayra, isn't the Rashba right? That if it's shamein, shouldn't it diffuse the entire pot? So I think there are two ways of dealing with this kasha. If you look in three ways to deal with this kasha. If you look in the Dogol Meirivava, the Dogol Meirivava says that maybe only Lahachmir I treat the Cholov like it's Shamein. Meaning, I treat the Cholov like it's Shamein to aser the entire Chaticha, but I don't say it Lahakel to allow it to diffuse to the entire pot. Right? That's what the Dogol Meirivava time is. Not bad. Obviously, the Rashba doesn't hold this way. But maybe, right, the Dogol Meirivava is trying to address like a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe what we could say is that I treat Cholov as a suffix shamein. And it's a suffix insofar as it's going to aser this piece of meat bakulai. But it's not going to aser everything. Or it's not going to, excuse me, to be nispashit an entire kedera and allow everything to be mutter. Lahachmir, I'll say it is a davar shamein, not lahakel. That's what the Dogol Meirivava says. I would argue, similarly, that maybe this idea of davar shamein, that it's mispashet, is a din derabbanan. And the Rashba is talking the level of derises. Midirabbanan, I'll say the entire piece of meat is usher. But when it comes to whether everything is going to be bottle, right, it ends up being the same as the Dogol Meirivava. Since the Hodin is a din drabbanan, so therefore I'm going to say the Balav is going to be, is not going to diffuse an entire pot. Midrabbanan is a chumra of davar shamein, that the chaticha that it hits remains aser. But they are not going to say that the chalav diffuses to the entire kadeira. We're not going to go that far. The chumra midrabbanan is a chumra midrabbanan. We're not going to say it as a kula. Right? It's very similar to the dogomer avava, but I'm adding a teeny bit of teeth. That what we're saying is that the chaticha is aser bakulai because it is shamein lahachmir, meaning midrabbanan, they treat it like shamein. Good? I say good.
But
if tzli is da'iraisa, so no. The whether it's basar b'cholov or not is a shaila, is it da'iraisa d'rabbanan? How much is it basar b'cholov? I don't know. Right? The discussion that we had in Pei Zayin is this basar b'cholov min ha'teira? Could be it's basar b'cholov min ha'teira, but it's only an inch worth of basar b'cholov min ha'teira. The extent of the right iser spreading in the meat is not the same as whether it becomes deraisa drabbanan. But good try. Right? Okay. Now, answer three is found in the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan writes in the Be'urim on page, I think, 148. The Badei HaShulchan writes in his opinion, Chalav is partially shamein, partially tzalol. It's shamein enough that it asers the entire piece of meat, but it's not shamein enough to diffuse an entire pot. That's what the Badei HaShulchan says. It's like Badei HaShulchan is saying a metzius, as opposed to saying like a halachic issue, and that it's a chumra, not a kula, and we try to explain that it's a chumra, chumra midrabbanan. So that is nekuda rishona. Again, how is the piece of meat also bekulai? Answer one is that it is cholav, and cholav is considered a shamin. Answer two, the Shach gives, is that the hevel hakedera creates his pashtus hecholav bekulai. The piece of meat is in the pot. There is steam from the pot. That steam allows cholov, which ordinarily is a davar solo, but it becomes like a bishel. Right? Remember, an al yedei bishel, the whole thing is going to be usar. It's just al yedei tzli that it's not usar. So you're cooking it in hevel. Right, that's a lesson of Shach. Mitoshi yesh hevel, so therefore lachluchas ha'isis mispashit bekula. Right, I get the impression that what the Shach is saying in answer to is that it's considered bishul, it's not considered tzli. That would mean that in answer to, I'm saying that this is definitely basar b'cholov min ha'toira. It's not basar b'cholov midrabbanan, no? L'cha'ora, that's what should emerge. It should emerge that this is basar b'cholov min ha'toira because it is, it's basar b'cholov min ha'toira because what's it called? Because the hevel makes it like there is bishul. That l'cha'ora is what emerges. One second. Okay, let's leave it like this for the time being. I had something else to say, but I'm not going to say it. I'm actually learning to have a filter. So I'm not going to say something. It's taken me a while, but I'm not going to say something. Oh. By the way, if you look in the Megillah Sefer on page 40, he wants to say that the reason why for Rashi, how come Rashi says that the Chaticha is Mektsasa Teicha Raitov? Right? Rashi L'cha'ora is maskim to the Ri, that if it's Kulo Chutz L'Raitov, then the piece of meat becomes Aser. So why does Rashi set up the scenario in the Mishnah that it is Mektsasa Teicha Raitov? He could have said it either way. What? So it could be Rashi's telling me a chiddush, or it could be that Rashi is coming to answer this kash. How is it that the piece of meat becomes aser b'kulo? Answer, because since it's miktsasa teicha raitav, so memela it is considered like bishul to aser the entire thing. The shach has a third answer, which is that anan lo bikin bain shamein to not shamein, the kochosh. Meaning, the din is that either if you have an iser that's mifapeya, it becomes aser b'kulay, or if you have a piece of meat that is a fat piece of meat, it's mifapeya b'kulay, even though it's slate. And we're machmir in Sadi Aleph and in Kofay, we're machmir that slate, if it's shamein, aser b'kulay, if the meat is shamein. And we're machmir that we're not bucky, the dentin shamin and kosh. Maybe we had that Reb Kiva Eger about whether I say two anan lo bikins. Says the shach, maybe the reason why the piece of meat is osir is because anan lo bikin, and therefore, right, we have to treat the meat like it's shamin. For Reb Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Meman of shach. If the piece of right, we're not bucky, is it solul or shamin? If it's kachosh or shamin, I should say, is the meat a fatty piece of meat or not a fatty piece of meat? If the meat is not a fatty piece of meat, it's only aser kedei netila. If the meat is a fatty piece of meat, so then the iser or the cholov should diffuse an entire kedera. So meman of shach, it should not be aser. This piece of meat should not be aser. That's Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. On this shach sifkat and gimel, it's a good kasha. The Baal Yashulchan works very hard to try to answer the kasha, but sometimes it's better to leave a kasha as a kasha. Good? So that's the next issue. The tipas chola falls in the chaticha becomes aser, and the chaticha can aser everything in the pot, unless you have shishim kineger ha-chaticha. Right? It's not sufficient to have shishin keneged tipas cholov because Chanan says that the first chaticha becomes aser b'kulay, and it's aser b'kulay despite the fact that it seems like it's slate. Let's say I want the cholov to diffuse to the entire kedera. I don't want a Chanan. So what can I do? So the din is, if it's ni'er o kisa, if I stir the pot or I cover the pot, so then the cholov is mispashet to the entire pot, and I don't say chanan, and I just need shishim kenegen that tipas cholov. But that's the din by ni'er o kisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Meaning you don't cover the cool betchila, you only cover yourself. Avam near mitchila ad saif, aisha kisa mishas nefila ad saif, have come mitzar for vachot hamecholav. The mechaber holds that you need to do ni'er mitchila ad saif. When I do ni'er mitchila ad saif, then the cholav diffuses the entire kedera. That is the shita of the Rambam, that you need ni'er, mitrila, ad sof. However, the Torah asks Akasha on the Rambam. The Torah says, why is it not sufficient to do ni'er, mitrila? L'cha'ora, if the second the chalav hits the paticha of basar, if I stir it right away, so then the chalav diffuses to the entire pot. If the chalav diffuses the entire pot, so let me stop stirring. Why do I have to stand there like a witch? Right? Like stir, right? A ganze tug. Right? Stop stirring. You stir it at the beginning, stop. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan points out the metzias in this case, no one knows. What's considered betchila? How quickly after the tipas cholav hits it, right? You get an impression from here that bliya is not instantaneous, right? That you have a certain time. How much time you have? Vesach nisht. Right? Aruch HaShulchan sifches through yod in our simin raises that objection. But the Rambam says, I need nier mitchila ad sof. Threat the tour, right? And the Mechaber uses such a lashon in niyam mitchila ad saif. The tour asks, shouldn't niyam mitchila be enough? The Rama paskins that all you need is niyam mitchila. The Rama writes, v'chein im niyam mitchila ikisim ukiso miyad af agav lo niyam v'lo kiso lebasof. It's all kol hakedus mitzaref. V'hu sheniyer v'kisa miyad, right? If I do the niyer right away, like the Torah says the Rambam, then the cholav is mispashet, it spreads out to the entire kedera, and all I have to do is be mevatel that tipas cholav. The Mahari bin Chabib in the Bet Yosef defends the Rambam, that the Rambam does not really mean ni'er, mitchila ad saif. He only means ni'er mitchila. The Gemara has a lashon that maybe ni'er basaif, base, it's a lashon that the Rambam borrows, but he doesn't really mean it. The Rambam doesn't really mean it. The Beis Yosef argues that the Rambam really does mean it. And the Rambam really holds near, has to be near betchila ad saif, because the Gemara has a lashon, doma lo yina'er yafe yafe, where you won't do a good job of near, so you have to do the near the whole time. Not exactly sure why, but l'cha'ora, when the Beis Yosef says you need near betchila ad saif, what he means is l'shitaso, that I hold that the Rambam says you need niyam mitchila ad sof against the Mahari bin Chabib, who says that even for the Rambam, all you need is niyam mitchila, and there is no machlokas Rambam in Torah. This is standard operating procedure of Judaism. That's normal Judaism. Then the Taz, however, comes and it creates problems. The Taz creates a problem. The Taz, first of all, says, yeah, I pass a niyam mitchila works. Because the Taz is always going to pass like the Torah, like the Rambam. But what's the pshat in why the Mechaber says you need niyam mitchila ad saif? So the Taz in Os Dalet writes that the scenario is that the piece of meat, let's say, let's take a step back. According to Rashi, when I say that you need niyam, what you really need is that you have to stir the pot so that the entire chaticha becomes submerged. Because if only part of the chaticha is submerged, Aliba Rashi, that chaticha alone is aser. According to the Ri, I have to stir the pot only so that part of the chaticha is submerged. Because once part of the chaticha is submerged, then the tipas cholav diffuses the entire kedera, right? I think that's the aleph base of the sugya so far, correct? Nier, kisa, do I need nier, or kisa, mitchila ad saif? The Chaver says yes, within the Rambam, but no one really knows why that would be. Says the Taz, I know why. Because the scenario is that the pot is mamish, super full. Right? So I have like 100 pieces of meat in the pot. It's mamish. It's like the Beis HaMikdash Lahavdil. It's like, right? Oimdim tzufufim. All the meat is there. It's mamish stuck together. Like, the pot is mamish full. So in that case, in order to get this piece of meat to really be submerged, I have to do a ton of stirring. That's what I mean. Near mitzvah ad saif, not necessarily I have to stir the whole time, but I have to do a really good job of stirring to make sure that this piece of meat, which was on top of everything, ends up being partially submerged according to the Ri, completely submerged according to Rashi. As the pot is fully full. It's a little bit funny, right? And the Nekudas HaKasef of the Shach points this out. It's a little bit funny because the Mechaber is Lashi Tasso, that you need near mitzchila ad saif within the Rambam. The Taz is so wedded to the tour, he wants to say that even the Mechaber holds like the tour. Right? That's what I meant, it's like a difficult Taz. Right? You're not supposed to say that within the Mechaber. Oh. When I say that according to according to Rashi, I need the entire piece of meat to be submerged in order for it to diffuse. According to the Ri, right, even part of the meat is submerged. So ni'er, I understand, means l'cha'ira, that I stir it to the extent that the entire meat, according to Rashi, or some of the meat, according to the Ri, ends up in the water. What about kisa? What does kisa mean? So kisa means, we saw Rashi on Kuf Chasam of Beis, kisa means that Mei Hashulayim is Oilam Ad Lamala B'yard, Ad L'Kisui B'yardim, that the water goes up and then comes down. It's Meduyak in Rashi, that Rashi is not saying the Zeya. Rashi is saying the Mayim, Mei Hashulayim. I think we spoke about this last time. I think some of the guys in the shir gave me a hard time, but they were wrong. Because Rashi says Mei Hashulayim, that means the water. That means it's mamish boiling, like so that the water goes up, 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 up. The water comes down, down, down. It's the water. It's not just the steam. Right? If I cover a pot, there's going to be steam for sure. But only if I have the pot relatively full and they have mamish of a high boil and then I cover it, only then I have mei hashulayim go up and down. The Badei HaShulchan entertains that maybe hevel suffices. Maybe in order to make it that the meat is considered, that it's considered kisui, and therefore the cholov diffuses, gets distributed in the entire kedera, all you need is hevel, you don't need mayim. If you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef quotes the Lashon, the Issa v'Heter Ha'aruch, who says the Hevel does it, no? Against the Lashon of Rashi, that the Mei Hashulayim is Mispashet, or the Mei Hashulayim is Oile Lamayla, the Lashon of the Issa v'Heter somewhere is here. Is Kasher Kisa Kedera Olos, right? Hahevel is something mishuleh lepia umalichos hatipa b'chol kedera. Right, it sounds like that you don't need the mayim mamish. All you need is the hevel. The seif zayin in Sadi Beis is one of the most important halachas in Yevideya. It's the halacha of zaya. Zaya basically means that an oven, let's say, can become non-kosher. Because milchik steam is milchik, fleshik steam is fleshik. That's the din. So if I have a frying pan of milk and it's on the fire and there's heat that cooks the water and the steam from the milk goes up and hits my salami, the minika oilam, by the way, chevra, if you want good salami, you have to hang it for a long time. People think only the Romanians know how to make a good salami. No? But if you want good salami, right, you hang it for a few months. And then the salami comes geschmack. So people used to hang their salami on top of the stove. But I got a problem. Because I have a machvas shel cholov, and the steam is going to go up and hit that salami and chafe up that salami. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The hevel of milk has a din of milk. But this, by the way, is why we're machmir, that schnapps or scotch. Do I have to explain to people what scotch is? I do. Okay, scotch is a drink that people get drunk on. Okay, now scotch is made from fermented alcohol, right? Basically, you ferment barley usually to make scotch, right? The way fermentation works is you take the grain and you create a situation that the zea from the grain goes up, and the zea goes up into a liquid, and that adds the flavor and it makes it into an alcoholic beverage called scotch. Technically, scotch is made in Scotland. The definition of scotch has to be that's made in Scotland. The definition of bourbon has to be that's made in Kentucky. Right? They have all these stupid rules. But okay, that's the way it works. When they used to ask the Rav used to tell people that when you do mechiras chametz, you shouldn't sell chametz be'en. No? You should only sell taruvas chametz. Because the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam is that taruvas chametz, you don't violate by Rav Ayumatze min ha-Torah. It's only midrabanan. Zech the Rav, you shouldn't do harama on the doiraisa. So therefore, don't sell, right? Sale of chametz is a harama. It's this loophole to avoid the Isra by Rav Ayumatze. So the Rav said, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, we don't do haramas on deraisas, you only do harama on drabanans. So therefore the Rav said, only sell your taruvas chametz. You could sell your ketchup that has vinegar in it, no? That's taruvas chametz, because it's vinegar. There's also tomatoes and sugar. There's a lot of sugar in ketchup, right? So you could sell your ketchup, but don't sell a piece of bread. Don't sell a cracker. That's what the Rav said. Rav Schechter, by the way, in a piece in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, tries to show that it's not correct, that you're allowed to even do haramas on deraisas before this man of the Isser. Okay. The Rav used to say, don't sell chametz be'en. People, I don't know why. People are very machmir on this, no? Jews who mamish have like no chumras all year long will ask, Rabbi, is this called chametz be'en? Like, what are you nervous about, right? The Vilna Gaon had a chumrah, not to sell chametz be'en. Right? And the Vilna Gaon had a chumrah that it doesn't work, the sale doesn't work, and the chametz of the soul is mamish going to be chametz of Rav Pesach. Like, you're not that from all year long. How can you sell from dafka on this issue? Sell chametz be'en, but Baal Tashkos is not an avera.
That's the reason why you have to go kosher Pesach and before the
I think you answered my kasha, right? But like, wow. So people just ask the Rav, you hold that we're not supposed to sell chametz be'en. What about scotch? Historically, they say that mechiras chametz was invented once Jews had the aranda, which means that any of you revel guys, what's the aranda? Aranda was that the Moshel Ha'ir would give the Jews exclusive rights to certain businesses. So one of them was the sale of alcohol. So Jews owned a lot of scotch, and that was their parnasa. A lot of vodka, a lot of scotch, whatever it was. That was their parnasa. So if you're going to make them throw it out, it's going to destroy their parnasa. So Mechiras Chametz presumably was invented on a mass scale. The Tosefta Mechiras Chametz on a one-time event, right? I mean, Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua on a boat or something, and they don't know what to do, they sell the chametz. But to do Mechiras Chametz, like as a Takana Drabanan, that was invented after the Yidden had some parnosa that came from scotch sales. So for some reason, the guys in Yeshiva used to ask the Rav, are we allowed to sell my scotch in Mechiras Chametz? Because you hold that you can't sell chametz min ha-Torah, that mechiras chametz is a harama. You can only do a harama on the drabanan. So can I sell the scotch? So the Rav used to say, "Besser nish tzufregen." It's all nefesh herb, right? Besser nish tzufregen. Better not to ask the question. He's assuming that scotch is chametz me'ikar hadin, because the zeil of the barley is mamish adin of barley, and it's mamish adin of chametz. If you look in the Pisrei Tshuva there, then the Tzadi Beis, he quotes a Tshuva, the Mishkanes Yankiv. Mishkanes Yankiv says, who says this din of zeil is adin doi raisa? Maybe the din of zeil is adin doi rabbanon, maybe it doesn't apply to the scotch, etc. Now, why am I talking about zeil? Now, I'm talking about zeil because if you look at the Goyin, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, right? In Tzadi Beis Se'if Ches. Tzadi Beis Se'if Ches, the din of Macha Shocholav, that the Zeya is Oila, and it's Nifla in the Kedera, and it Asur is the Kedera. What's the Makar of this din? Of the din of Zeya? Hevel, Zeya, whatever it is. What's the Makar? Zuck the Goyin, Kanal Sif Beis, Nier Okisa. That's what the Goyin says. Zosomeris, the Goyin is saying that the case of Kisa is not a case that the Mei Hashulayim, that the water goes up. The case is that the steam goes up, no? And I see from Sif Beis, from the din of Kisa, that steam is Doraisa. That's what Elijah Kramer says. That's a Chiddush Otzum. It's Nitvi Rashi. Right? And this is mamish very relevant for our cases like we spoke about. Right? When I cover the pot. So we assume that it's ke'ilu, the tipas cholov is now this arif in the entire pot. All you have to do is bring back the tipas cholov. Well, does the pot have to be mamish boiling or not? So machlok is between the grun Rashi. Rashi means it's drabon. No, we're talking about dinam d'oraisa here, Hanan. Right?
It's all
tzli. It's all tzli. But once the pashtus is, what I thought is that according to answer one of the shach, that the din of asring a bakulai is because it's like a davar shamein, so maybe that's drabonon. But according to the second answer of the shach, that the hevel, whatever it's mispashi, that means that's like bishul. If it's like bishul, that means basar b'chamin atayra, right? Maybe, according to the first Hazan Shach, but that's, But then Kisa makes it Dairaisa. So Kisa makes it worse. Because Kisa transformed it from Basu Chad Rabban to Basu Chad Min HaTayra. It's a little bit funny that are they making it worse, it's going to make it better. Right? A little bit funny. Okay. So, the Bani HaShokhan, I think on page Kuf Nun Beis, has a suffix. Has a suffix about whether you need the mayim or the hevel, etc. When the tipas, one second, if a tipas cholov hits a piece of basar, and you do not do ni'or or kisa, so the pashtus is that this piece of basar is asar. Then if I stir it later on, so it's going to asar everything else. Right? That is normative Judaism. Ramah, for some reason, has a very difficult line. The Ramah writes, Im lo ni'er klal, lo betchil v'lo besof, lo kisa klal, if there's shishim b'kedera, nega tipas cholav, eino oser rakachati cholavad. The Ramah writes that if you don't stir it at all, you have a tipas cholov that lands on a chaticha, and everything remains in place. So then you need shishim keneged, shishim in the kedera keneged the tipa. What? The piece of meat never moves. I have a piece of meat over here, it's on top of other meats, let's say. Tipas cholov falls on it. Lo ni'er, lo kisa klal, right? You don't do anything. So in that situation, the Rama writes that if you have shishim keneged the tipa, so then only this chaticha is aser. So memanav shach, the Taz asks, memanav shach, why is that you need shishim neged the tipa? Obviously, you need shishim neged the chaticha, or the tipa diffuses to everything. Why do you need Shishim neged the Tipa? That's the way the Taz asks the Kasha, right? He frecked that it's Mamanushach. The Shach seems to ask the same Kasha, right? The Taz is in Sifkot and Hey. Shach is in Sifkot and Vav. Shach seems to ask the same Kasha, but the Shach doesn't ask him a Mamanushach. The Shach asks from a Gemara. He says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Chaticha entirely is Aser. So why is the Yatim Mavat only the Tipa? Right? The Taz asks Maman of Shach from a Svara. The Shach does not ask Maman of Shach. So the Prima Godem, Mamish hits a home run here, gentlemen. Prima Godem racks. So Prima Godem says that this issue depends on something that we learned earlier. When I have hot meat, that's treif, and it touches hot meat, that's kosher. So the pashtus is it only asers kedei netila. By tzli, it only asers kedei netila. If it's being cooked, so then it will aser the kulay. If it's an iser machmas atzmai. If it's not an Isser Machmas Atzmo, it's only going to Aser Kedei Netila. Is Basar B'Cholav an Isser Machmas Atzmo or not? Right, we spoke about it. Is what's the din of Efshar Lahafrido by Basar B'Cholav? Should I be able, theoretically, to remove every drop of Cholav from the Basar? Is it going to be Mutter? And we point out, it's Machulka Shach and Taz, Shach Kufhei Os Yud Zayin. Right? Do I treat the basar b'cholov like it's an iser machmas atzmo, so that the basar b'cholov can aser other stuff as well? Only in, I said it wrong. That the basar b'cholov, an iser machmas atzmo asers something else. If it's an iser balua, it doesn't aser something else. Is basar b'cholov considered an iser balua or an iser machmas atzmo? The Shah holds that Basar B'Cholov is not an Isser Machmas Atzmo. Basar B'Cholov is like an Isser Balua. If Basar B'Cholov is an Isser Balua, so I understand why it won't Aser other stuff. So that's why the Shah asks Akasha, it's against the Gemara. But the Taz asks Meman of Shah, right? I, the Yachmi Mevatel the Tipa, Yachmi Mevatel the entire Chaticha. Meaning, the entire chaticha would aser everything else. Meaning, the Taz holds, as the Prima Godim in Sifsei Das Vav, the Taz holds that Basar B'Cholov is an Isser Machmas Atzmo. An Isser Machmas Atzmo can aser other stuff, just like the Negia. But according to the Shach, that Basar B'Cholov is an Isser Balua, it can't aser something else, Ayyade Negia. It can only aser something else, Ayyade Bishal, I should say, not just Ayyade touching. Since Basar B'Cholov is not an Isser Machmas Atzmo, it shouldn't be able to aser other stuff, according to the Shach. That's what the Prima Godim writes. Hi, Yair.
In this case, we just had each of the piece of meat and love on it. What would you say as in the rest of the meat on it? So I'll let you know something.
Speak louder, please.
You have now java milk on piece of meat in the pot, right? So you say the ramas is in the yeshishin.
Connected the drop of milk, right?
You should move that piece of meat. Everything doesn't get much in the pot, but you have shishin, correct?
Everything else in the pot, you'll have shishin, let's say.
Let's say you don't have shishin.
If I don't have shishin, so it's a problem. Oh, so the piece of meat's a problem. Is the iser mispashate that if I don't have shishin, can I get the tipa? That everything becomes usher.
The piece of meat is usher no matter what. What's the point of being in there at all?
What?
The piece of meat is usher no matter what. So what's the point of being in there and trying to have any shishim?
It happened. You want to know why he did it?
There's no difference in taking it out and you're there.
I left it there. Now I want to know. Now I want to know what's the din. If I move it, so then the pasta should be that if I leave it there, and I have shishim connected the tifa, so then that chaticha should become mutter. right? No, they don't say that. Or the Rambam doesn't say that.
Yeah.
So the kasha is, why does the Rambam not say that? Right? So the Shah, so the answer is the Rambam has some chumrah. Right? But they ask a different kasha. The Shah asks a kasha, Rambam, you're against the Gemara. The Taz asks a kasha, Mamanushah. The Taz's kasha, Mamanushah, is because the Taz was a Bosa B'cholav will be mispashit. It's just worth noting, if you look in the Gra Oskes, the Gra has a different gears than the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Im lo ni'er klal, v'lo b'tchil lo b'sof, im yesh shishim b'kedera neged hachatifa. Instead of neged tipas cholav, the Gra writes, ta'os sofer, v'tzarech loma im ein shishim b'chatifa. Changes the girsa. If you change girsas, life is awesome. Have a great day.